It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions.
18+. The Ellen K. After Show.
Well, this is fun. You are only our second guest that we've had in studio since all the restrictions have been lifted. You are sitting in the same chair, and I will reveal your name in a minute, that a goat of boxing sat in. And he's super fast. He punched Ryan in the stomach.
He did. But he pulled the punch. I don't know how they do it so well.
Yeah, he opened his fist and pulled back. Anyway, Sugar Ray Leonard, he's been our only other guest in over a year.
Yeah.
And now we have Alex Bonifer from Kevin Can F Himself. Welcome!
Welcome!
I'm still kind of in shock about who was sitting in this chair last.
Yeah.
Still processing. But and thank you so much for having me.
How tall are you, Alex?
I'm 6'3".
Okay. Sugar Ray Leonard is 5'10". Mm-hmm. So there's quite a difference in height. I had to raise the microphone way up for you.
Well, I'm confident that he would still absolutely destroy me in a boxing match.
So congrats on your show, Kevin Can F Himself. I see the billboards all over town. And this is a different kind of show with a different concept. I know Will McCormick.
Yes.
Or Eric McCormick, sorry, I combined his character with you. He's one of the executive producers.
Will McCormick, yeah.
Will McCormick.
Mm-hmm. And Rashida Jones are executive producers on the project, yeah.
Yeah, wow, that's pretty cool. And so tell us how this show is different from other, you know, comedies. It's dark comedy.
Yeah, definitely. So it takes a character that we all kind of grew up watching and knowing, which is the sitcom Housewife, and a character that through, you know, the way that these stories have been told to us is always sort of marginalized and sort of made to be the butt of the joke and then never really given a storyline other than to be there to sort of roll her eyes and shrug her shoulders at her husband's, you know, boorish behavior.
Yeah.
and our show says, well, this is her story. This is that character's story. So it stars Annie Murphy, who just won an Emmy for her work on Schitt's Creek. She plays Allison McRoberts, the sort of quintessential sitcom sidekick, but what our show, quintessential sitcom housewife, and what our show does is when the laugh track stops and she rolls her eyes and heads into the kitchen, it follows her and switches from the multicam sitcom into a single camera drama, and we get to see the real sort of raw emotions that would come with being married to a guy like Kevin on our show, or a Homer Simpson, or an Al Bundy.
Right.
So it's
almost like two shows at once.
It is, yeah. I mean, it's the same reality through two different lenses.
Whoa.
It transitions back and forth in a lot of really cool, kind of surprising ways. And yeah, you do kind of get, you get those two formats rolled into one, yeah.
I'm always amazed at how creators create new ideas like this.
Yeah.
And you've been in a lot of stuff, and so how much fun are you having on this? This is just like, it's groundbreaking.
It is. It's so much fun to be on a groundbreaking show like this, and just a show that's doing something different, and that is, you know, giving someone or, you know, a character a voice for the very first time that's never been done. So I like to say our creator Valerie Armstrong she kind of discovered a snuggie type idea. Like it's right there sitting in front of all of our faces. Like, how did we not think of this?
Yes.
You know, and those tend to be, in my opinion, the best ideas.
Right.
You know, the ones that everyone had a chance at, but you know, she was the first one that
pulled it off.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's hard. Look, it's competitive and tough to get a show actually made. And then, you know, you probably go to all these different auditions you've been in. You know, look, you've had great success, but you know, it's like to actually like get a job and then be on TV in a series. That's something in itself.
Yeah, and to do it all during a pandemic was wild. So
wow,
we filmed all of it during the pandemic with extreme precaution and PPE and testing and all different types of testing. And so, yeah, it was a crazy experience and one that's, like you said, it's they're not easy to come by, these opportunities. And I feel super grateful to have it.
Yeah. How satisfying to know, look, we did it. You did it. You've done it. You're doing it.
I know. And now the world gets to see it. So it's just an exciting time.
Have you driven by any of the billboards?
Fun fact, not to give away where I live, because there's a number of them in Hollywood,
yes.
But I do, there's one right at the top of my street.
Oh, no, come on, is that planned?
I have no idea. but I woke up.
You're special, Alex.
Oh my God, you got your own billboard.
I know, I was driving my daughter to school, and there it was one morning.
Oh, wow.
Awesome.
Does your daughter know you're a star?
No, but she does. She's 2.5. So think that, you know, the lights are starting to turn on and she has some recognition. So, she has names for everyone on the cast. And when we were watching the premiere on Sunday and we let her stay up late, to watch it, she would say, point to the TV, say, Daddy, Daddy. She calls Annie, Uncle Annie. She calls
Uncle Annie.
Mary Hollis Inbuden, who plays my sister on the show, Auntie Hot Dog. She calls Ray Lee, who plays Allison's love interest, Uncle Ray, Uncle Eric, Uncle Brian. So she was there pointing out. And I don't know if she knows what it means yet, but she does get excited when she sees us on TV.
That is very cool. Yeah. Wow. So, happy Father's Day to you.
Thank you. Because you
got a double whammy on Father's Day.
It was
a premiere and a celebration of you.
Yes. It was like Christmas and my birthday rolled into one. Yeah.
Wow.
Cool.
Now, we know you got your start in the Groundlings, or at least that was one of the things that you'd been doing. And so what was that journey like? To go from Groundlings and, you know, comedic kind of stage stuff to a TV star.
Yeah, well, if the Groundlings training, I don't think there's any better training for comedy in the world. And I'd put any sort of theater or you know, school up against that, because it really does take all of the different facets of, and now knowing this being a series regular, it takes all the different facets of what we need to do on a TV show, and really it's like you're training for all of those things at altitude. You know, we perform a brand new show every week, anywhere from, you know, 4 to 11 sketches that you're in that you have to write, memorize, costume all yourself. So when it came time to perform on Kevin Can F Himself, it was like, wait, I only have to do 4 scenes today and I'm the same character and it's been costumed for me. So it's like you're taking out all those things that you had to do yourself. But it also, you know, it informed, you know, when I'm meeting with the costume designer, I'm allowed to, given my expertise, say, no, I think Neil, he's definitely would wear like plaid boxers. So can we costume down to the boxers, and can he have 2 different socks? And that's stuff that's really just for me, but it really helps refine my sense of who this character is. And
kind of like the restaurant owner who's done everything from buying the produce to chefing to maitre d' to all that stuff.
Yeah.
That's really cool training.
Like I'm a wrestling fan, WWE. I have been my whole life, and they make the young guys when they sign with the company set up the ring. And like it that's the type of, so you know how everything works.
Right. Exactly.
Inside this organization.
Exactly. And it translates so well to multicam where Neil lives, you know, in Kevin Can F Himself, in this world with Kevin. It translates so well because it, you know, and then from the performance aspect, it teaches you to hold for laughs and it teaches you, you know, comedic timing and all of that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Well, I want to talk about the title of the show. So Kevin Can F Himself, were there any other alternative titles, or was that, do you think, a hard sell, or was it just like, yes, great, Kevin Can F Himself?
As far as I know, it was sort of like, yes, great, this is the title. I know that it was loosely inspired by the show in general, and the, I guess more directly tied to the Kevin James show, Kevin Can Wait, where they famously killed off his wife after the first season because they, as they put it, just didn't know what to do with her.
oh, my God.
So they just straight up murdered her on the show.
Oh, wow.
They just said, we're done with you. And then they brought back in his wife, who was on King of Queens, Leah Remini, and to sort of, you know, recapture that magic. But that, I think, was what sort of spoke to Valerie, our creator, to go like, oh, wait a second. Kevin can't wait. Kevin can actually F himself.
Oh, wow. Everything about the show is gutsy and ballsy and all those words that you would use.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. It really goes there because it has to. It has to sort of fuel the emotions and the sort of anger and the rage that all of these sitcom housewives dating back to, you know, the Honeymooners have felt. And it's sort of a platform for all of those women. I mean, Annie talks about a day on set where her sole purpose was just to get steak regurgitated, spat up on from Eric Peterson, who plays Kevin. And whereas ours, it serves a greater purpose for so many other actresses playing sitcom housewives. That was just sort of the day. It was like you get food spit up on, you get laughed at, and then you go away. So she doesn't. Fortunately, she doesn't go away. She comes back in a very, very compelling way. But,
right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. Hmm. I love the whole creation of it.
Yeah.
What a fun role to play.
What did you do most recently before this?
I was a recurring role on Superstore.
That's right.
Which was on NBC. Okay. And I had a fun. My hair tends to lead to me playing sort of these like, you know, sort of like bro-y, like,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
surfer guys. He was kind of a surfer guy on Superstore. Yeah. And then Neil, I was about to cut my hair actually before pilot season, but something told me to keep it. And Neil wears a hat, a backwards hat. And I wore that into the audition because when I wear a hat, it kind of pushes up the sides of my hair and it makes me look like a clown.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what Neil, he's, you know, the quintessential sitcom sidekick, Kevin's best friend, and sort of, he's just an oafish idiot, for lack of a better term.
Were you hired on the spot, pretty much?
As it was later told to me, I made a very strong impression right out of the gate.
You're so
I did
humble.
Have
you nailed it.
I did have three rounds of auditions, you know, the standard first, and then the producer session, and then the network test. But I did make a strong impression, as I later found out from the get-go.
That's so cool. Alex Bonifer. What's next for you, Alex?
What's next for me? You know, I have a couple projects that I'm working on. I just finished a feature-length comedy script that I'm developing. I have a pilot that I'm writing as well. Groundling Sunday Company resuming live theater in August.
Oh,
so
wow.
Get your
fun.
Tickets. We're coming back. Our first show in the Sunday Company where I perform is going to be on August 8th.
Okay.
So there's that. And then hopefully keeping our fingers crossed for a second season of Kevin Can F Himself.
How does that work? I know that the networks do upfronts, but for something like this on AMC, do they just like wake up one day and go, let's go again, and then call you? Or like, how does that?
You know, I've just been told that they have a timeline, and it's, you know, essentially like contractually, however much time the showrunner needs to staff, you know, crew and get all of those preparations. So it's about 2 months out from when they would start filming. I don't know when that is. We're sort of just, you know, enjoying the show being released to the world and hoping for the best and hope people like it.
This is, I don't know if this is a compliment. Mm-hmm. I think it is. You are one of those people that I think a lot of people have seen. You know, it's like, oh, I know that guy. Wait, how do I know? Oh, I know he's famous. I've seen him.
Yeah, you get recognized
around town.
You
have like the face for fame. It's interesting.
Thank you, man. That is a compliment. It's definitely, I don't get a ton of people coming up like asking for my autograph or anything like that, but I definitely get
looks.
Where do I know this guy from looks? I do, yeah. And especially, I mean, honestly, in the last, you know, 2 days since our show premiered. It premiered a week ago on AMC Plus, this past Sunday on AMC. So those have definitely increased.
Sure. And then with each passing week, once a week,
exactly. From here on.
All right, Alex Bonifer, we're watching you.
Thank you, guys. It's been such a blast, and it's been, you know, a pleasure, and thank you for having me.
Alex, you can F yourself.
Yeah. That's how we're going to end every interview from now on.
Yes.
Alex can F himself.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right, ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.